tomorrow. We're expecting to hear from Miss Christine Betts as she joins us to take care of some more business with regards to the Lucy Craft Laney Museum. We're going to be hearing from Dr. Craig Albert this Friday, Power Friday, as he brings us some more information with regards to what is happening in the world of politics. Sunday, I'm going to resume our discussion on suffering well. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, is it just part of the life's equation that humans are going to suffer at some point in life? We're going to be discussing that. Got to talk about it. Got to make sense of it. So join us. If for whatever reason you're not able to be with us when we're airing live on 1550 AM, The Voice, feel free to go to speakingwith.com. You can listen by clicking on the link that is labeled Listen Online at your convenience. And you can just go down the line, just listening to a program here, a program there, something that catches your interest, go ahead and listen. If there's something in particular you're looking for, maybe you don't remember the name of the program, you can go to this week's guests and topics on the homepage. Click on the link that's labeled this week's guests and topics. It'll allow you to search through all of the programming that we put in play over the months and years. And you can look for the date of interest. You can look for a title of interest. You can look for the name of a guest. Then go on back to your Listen Online link and pull up what you're listening for. All right. Three levels of connection. And remember, we're not necessarily going to be putting forth the same effort equally and investing each on each level of these connections. So here's the first one, the intimate connection, which is one that we share with good friends, our most intimate ones, our lovers, our spouses, family members. These are the most personal of emotional bonds with the greatest amount of self-disclosure and commitment to the well-being of others. Remember now, connections, we're talking about the well-being of others and even entire communities, well-being of significant others or even communities. One more time now. With connections, we're focusing on the well-being of significant others and or communities. So with the intimate level of connection, again, we're talking about the most personal of emotional bonds. With the greatest amount of self-disclosure and commitment to the well-being of others, and remember now, with connection, we are talking about, again, that sense that some part of our emotional world is also part of someone else's emotional world. Well, to thrive, intimate bonds require affection, unconditional safety, and security for all parties, and relative freedom from resentment and hostility. Can you imagine how difficult it would be for two people to truly, truly love each other? They have great affection for each other, and resentment and hostility also be part of their relationship equation. It would be almost impossible for them to have great affection and for hostility and resentment to be part of the relationship. They must feature at least some kindness and consistent compassion when loved ones are in pain, discomfort, or distress. So that's one level of connection, the intimate level. What about this next level, the collective or communal level of connection, where you're investing in a group where individual relationships are secondary to the concerns of the group? Collective connections provide crucial feelings of belonging and social identity. Crucial feelings of belonging and social identity. Members of the community who are thinking about changing your gender because you've concluded that you really are the wrong gender and you'd like to change that. What are the possibilities, maybe even probabilities, that you don't truly have a sense of belonging where you live, where you're growing up, or when you were growing up if you're out on your own? What if some of those crucial family connections didn't take place? And what if that's at the heart of why you feel the way you feel about your gender? Food for thought. Research shows that feeling excluded from communal connections is one of the most enduringly painful of social conditions. In the past, communal connections evolved naturally in neighborhoods. How many of you think about the way life is in your neighborhood where you live right now and compare it to the way life was in your neighborhood, whether it was the same one or a different one, the way life was in your neighborhood 10 years ago, 30 years ago? I can tell you, it is definitely very, very different for me when I compare the way community life, let me say neighborhood life, is now compared to the way it was when I was in high school. It's interesting. When I was in high school, elementary school too, you definitely had a lot of children outdoors playing with each other. And man, you'd see so many more people outdoors playing with each other than you see now. But I also remember seeing adults spending time with each other more than they do now. And when I say adults, I don't mean just, you know, the occasional wave. I mean, would come out of the house and chat with each other. Now, granted, I didn't see the adults connecting with each other as much as I saw as kids connecting with each other. You know, we kids were in school together and all of that. And of course, school's out, whether it's out for the day or out for the summer. We're playing ball, we're riding our bikes, you name it. And maybe that's part of it. You know, even then, when the adults got together, very often, adults were coming from one neighborhood to another to play cards, whatever they were going to do. But even that, with that, once in a while you would see someone driving by in the car and they might stop and chat with one of the adults they were passing by. But definitely the kids would connect. Don't see much of that nowadays. Do we have fewer and fewer kids in the neighborhood? Yeah, what's going on? Well, communal connections, they are important. They're critical. And when they're not taking place, Dr. Stassi says, that can be a very, very painful, painful condition for the one who feels isolated. Let's look at these connections some more in just a few.